Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 72. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Thunderstorms likely tonight, lows around 39, partly cloudy skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 72 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State leaders, politicians, and advocates met at the Kansas State House again yesterday discussing another potential bill that could be seen in the state legislature this year on the potential legalization of medical marijuana in the state. As KSNT News reports, the committee was met with multiple different speakers who gave different perspectives on the issue of marijuana, on whether or not it belongs in Kansas.
99% potency is here. If people want it, they're going to find it. And that is absolutely true. So if we implement a regulated structure where we cap the available dose of THC, they know that 99% potency is here and they're going to go find it. And that is just an illustration of the fact that regulation, what we have seen across the country is regulation increases illegal marijuana sales. It increases black market sales. It doesn't decrease it.
State lawmakers wrapped up the meeting yesterday saying that they would like to have a bill discussed in the session this year.
Mega savings at the Rocktober sales event going on at Rusty and Ford. Rock out to over 400 new Ford vehicles on our lot and save up to $12,500 discount off MSRP on 2023 F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Rock and roll with savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or Rockstar savings on the 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months. Check out our huge selection at amazing rates on over 400 new Fords with savings up to $12,500 off MSRP on 2023 F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Game 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. Excludes 2025 models. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
As we are less than 1 week away from election season here across the state of Kansas, and we're just a month or so away before the state legislative session, the latest statewide survey of Kansans shows that more than 7 in 10 Kansans support the idea of expanding the Medicaid program in the state, according to the latest survey done by Fort Hays State University. KSN News reports that according to the latest survey, more than 72% of respondents in the Kansas Speaks survey say they support the concept of Medicaid expansion. That is up slightly from last year. That also includes 63% of registered Republicans and 90% of Democrats. According to the push from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, she says that it would expand the coverage of more than 152,000 low-income Kansans around the state to be able to get the government health care program. On the same front, the same survey also asked about the abortion issue, with 65% of respondents in Kansas saying that women are in a better position than politicians making the choice on whether to get an abortion. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ever thought about what kind of curveballs Mother Nature might throw our way? Don't worry. Blue Valley Insurance is here to lend a hand. Whether it's hailstorms damaging your crops or strong winds causing trouble, our crop insurance has got you covered. It provides compensation for crop loss due to damaging weather conditions like hail, and we offer wind coverage too. Swing by one of our Blue Valley Insurance locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. We are officially 1 week away from Election Day, with advocates around the state campaigning for or against their certain candidates or issues. One of them going to be potentially groundbreaking for the state of Nebraska, as Measure 437 is on the ballot for November 5th that would legalize marijuana in the state. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, Measure 437 is an initiative that would legalize medical cannabis for patients, caregivers, and medical providers, along with regulating the plant under the newly created Nebraska Medical Cannabis Commission. Overall, the conversation has been going on for more than a decade in the state of Nebraska, with five different petitions and more than 700,000 signatures from voters that have led up to this point. On the other side of the coin, law enforcement officials around the state have advocated against the measure, saying the ballot measure would contradict federal law and bypass the, quote, proven critical patient safeguard that officials have approved from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Rural fire departments were again busy Tuesday as continued dry conditions, accompanied by gusty winds, prompted high fire danger alerts. Several units responded to grass fires, including an area between Odell and Lanham in southeast Gage County, and a fire in the Home City area approached several residences, but they were not reported damaged as fires were contained. Marysville City Council meeting Monday followed a half-hour executive session suggested by the city attorney for matters of non-elected personnel and employee matters. The council returned and unanimously approved motions to terminate City Clerk Cindy Holly, to appoint Sammy Ralph as interim city clerk, and begin a job search. Again, Marysville City Clerk Cindy Holly was terminated at the end of Monday night's city council meeting just before adjournment. Among discussion items earlier in the meeting, representatives with the Kester Museum Foundation asked questions regarding valuation, timeline, and process for a decision on the South Kester House restaurant building. The foundation and a private group have submitted requests for proposal consideration, but no action has been taken as yet. With no comments, a proposed food truck ordinance was passed unanimously that calls for written permission from property owners, a license application and fee to be determined, and set restrictions and fines. An agreement with Frontier Development for improvements on the Kester Block was formally approved. A community development block grant possibility will be among discussion items at the November 12th regular council meeting. City administrator is working on a parks and recreation grant, which he hopes will provide future direction and guidance going out 25 years. He also noted a visit December 16th with a representative from the Kansas Department of Commerce, as well as the possibility of other state officials visiting to seek input on projects such as the 7th Street Corridor development, downtown improvements, as well as potential use of alleys and pocket parks within the community. Public is welcome to a meeting this evening concerning the 30 by 30 agenda and a proposed transmission corridor, a 5-mile-wide eminent domain claim of land proposed by the Department of Energy. Guest speakers Angel Cushing and Beth Odell Solomons will conduct the meeting at the Allstat Gallery in downtown Frankfort this evening at 6:30. Public is welcome and encouraged to attend. Valley Heights is planning a send-off Thursday at 8:30 a.m. for state-bound volleyball, cross-country, and football teams, with the buses leaving at 9. Athletes will visit the elementary schools following. With football games Thursday evening, the mayors of Blue Rapids and Waterville have issued a joint statement that some may wish to trick-or-treat for Halloween a day early and encourage any citizens interested to leave a porch light on Wednesday, Thursday, or both nights, and youngsters are asked to only visit those houses with lights on. In Frankfort, residents may consider trick-or-treating Thursday or Friday nights, again with the same protocol, leaving porch lights on. At Hanover, a trunk-or-treat before the game is planned from the pool to the front gate at the football field Thursday. Anyone who wishes to participate is welcome. A skilled nursing and long-term care facility at Pawnee City will close, with Premier Estates ownership announcing the closure. The company operates 34 properties in several states. Marysville USD 364 School Board at their last meeting approved $96,000 from capital outlay as a match toward a school violence prevention program. A federal grant funding the balance of a $288,000 project was announced that will include cameras for a dozen district school buses, among other security measures planned within district facilities. Retirement resignations, including Anga Johnson after the 25-26 school year and custodian Brad Cook, were accepted. The hearing is set Wednesday in Marshall County District Court for a Kansas City man, John W. Kaiser II, who faces charges related to a fatality accident at the Axtell Corner on U.S. 36 a year ago in September. Marshall County attorney has filed involuntary manslaughter, 3 counts of aggravated battery and texting while driving charges in connection with a case that resulted in the death of Denise Torrey, with several others injured in a multiple vehicle accident. Kaiser is being held in Marshall County Jail on $1.5 million bond. A preliminary hearing was continued until November 13th in a first-degree murder case against James D. Winkenwaiter of Waterville in connection with the July 4th death of Cameron Shoptees of Blue Rapids. Galen E. Gay Rothgar, age 91, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 7 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Gay Rothgar. Sharon K. Stenson, age 83, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday at 1 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Sharon Stenson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham salad sandwich, vegetable soup, relish plate, fruity jello and a cookie, tomorrow chicken patty sandwich, chips, mixed veggies, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy and cooler with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 70s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying sunny and cooler throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. The mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to mid 60s and a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Showers and thunderstorms become likely into Saturday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid 60s, and scattered showers still continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Still some scattered showers throughout Sunday as well, cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And some rain Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Remain weather aware today. Thunderstorms will move west to east across the region with an enhanced risk for severe weather in northeast and east central Kansas. Most likely timing for severe weather between 4 and 10 p.m. Storms should exit the area by late this evening. Damaging winds the most likely hazard, but a strong tornado or two cannot be ruled out. Again, remain weather aware today and be ready to act if severe storms approach your location. Average high temperature, late October 63, record high on this date 91. The average low 38, the record low 14. Sunrise this morning 7:53, sunset this evening 6:28. Gusty south winds Tuesday continued overnight. Peak wind gust recorded by the National Weather Service at Marysville reported at 49 miles per hour Tuesday. And those south winds holding temperatures up overnight, 72. That's right, I said 72 degrees this hour. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 30th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Attention hunters, when you tag that deer this season, leave the processing to Circle P in Waterville. Appointment or not, call the store or text Alex at 785-706-1989. 7 days a week, after hours, and with a 4-day rush option, let Circle P process your deer. And through November, there are still openings for Beef Processing to stock up that holiday freezer with free delivery up to 50 miles from Circle P. This year, you work for the hunt. Let Circle P Processing in Waterville bag your tag. 7 days a week, call or text Alex at 785-706-1989.
The bats awaken in the Bronx. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Dodgers jumped out in front again in Game 4 of the World Series, but this time the Yankees answered.
Bases loaded, two down, bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ball drilled, left field. Hernandez back, gone! Grand slam, Anthony Volpe over the left field wall. And Yankee Stadium explodes. It's 5-2 New York.
John Ciambi on ESPN Radio. Yankees jump in front there. They go on to an 11-4 win, staving off elimination and forcing a game five for New York. First win in franchise history when trailing 0-3. And they snap a seven-game losing streak when facing elimination in the World Series. Their first win when facing elimination since 1962. For the Dodgers, Freddie Freeman homers in the top of the first. He's homered in all four games in the series and six consecutive World Series games dating back to 2021. Dodgers come up short in Game 4. Game 5 tonight from New York. You'll hear it on ESPN Radio. NBA, the Nuggets, who had one overtime game all of last season, have now won back-to-back overtime games. Monday, they rallied from down 15 to beat Toronto. Last night, they rallied from down 17 in Brooklyn for a win over the Nets. Buddy Hield hit 7 of his 11 three-point shots. 28 points in the game as the Warriors beat the Pelicans. Jazz still winless after a 17-point loss to Sacramento. Mavs get 35 from Kyrie Irving and beat the Wolves by 6. Anthony Edwards, 37 in the loss. NBA hitting the Sixers with a $100,000 fine for recent misleading comments regarding the health of Joel Embiid. NFL Week 9, Jets and Texans. Houston without Stephon Diggs, suffered a torn ACL last Sunday in his season, is over. On the ice, Washington beats the Rangers 5-3. Two of the Capitals' goals from Alex Ovechkin, now 38 away from Wayne Gretzky.
If you're not planning to come into Macy's this week, you're missing out. Because our friends and family sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take an extra 30% off, just like friends and family can. That's 30% off the latest trends, 30% off new arrivals, 30% off the best brands. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Getting ready for more rain and longer nights? We've got you. Right now, you can earn up to $25 in bonus rewards when you buy two Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Bulbs and two Rain-X Quantum Elite Wiper Blades. More rewards and better visibility at America's number one lighting destination, AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Offer valid for AutoZone Rewards members. Restrictions apply.
Bulldogs, get ready for a celebration like no other. The Bulldog Black and Red Social is happening Friday, November 29th. Join your fellow alumni for a night filled with music, delicious meal, and a whole lot of Bulldog pride. Whether you're reconnecting with classmates or enjoying a night out, this event is for you. Tickets are just $25 or $20 if you're 55 or older. Don't wait. Sales end November 22nd. Head to our Facebook page for ticket information and secure your spot today. Let's show our Bulldog pride together.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A solid earnings report from Google parent Alphabet helped to drive the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite 0.75% higher for a record close Tuesday. The S&P 500 gained 0.16%. It's approaching its own new high. The Dow Jones, though, slipped 154 points yesterday to close at 42,233. Job openings are down, but consumer confidence is up. The Labor Department says employment postings nationwide fell last month to their lowest in 3.5 years. But the Conference Board says its latest survey shows Americans feeling good enough about their finances to consider buying big-ticket items like cars. Speaking of cars, Tesla is planning a major expansion of its Gigafactory just outside Austin, Texas. The Elon Musk-owned company has filed 10 applications with the state to add more than 5 million square feet to its plant. Court filings also show Musk planning to move the headquarters of X from California to Texas. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we get close to starting yet another new day of trade, let's go ahead and get you a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday. Kind of a mixed day in the grains and oilseeds. Wheat market had a wonderful day of recovery. Corn was slightly higher, though the soybeans, they were a bit lower. It was also mixed in the livestock, especially the cattle markets. They were down yesterday. October live cattle down 87 and 189.30. December down 132 at 187.90. Into the feeders, we saw a slight loss as well. October feeder cattle down a nickel at $250.02 per hundredweight. November down 260 at $246.60. However, the hogs were higher. December was up 220 to 82.82. February to 85.37. That was 115 higher. Into the grains and oilseeds now. As again, as I'd mentioned, corn and wheat were higher yesterday. However, through the pre-trade session, the overnight session, we're seeing some negativity. December Kansas City wheat down 8.5 at 565.75. March down 8.5 at 580. Currently, right now, oats are a bit higher. December is up 1.5 at 385.5. Into the soybeans. Again, lower yesterday, but higher today. So kind of a contrast in comparison. November soybeans up 4.25 to 969.5. January up 2.75 to 981.75. The meal is down 20 at 301.60, but soy oil still up 46 at 43.26. And the cotton market is higher again. December up 16 at 70.72. Into the energy markets, crude oil up 59 to 67.81 a barrel. Unleaded gas is about half a cent higher to 196 a gallon. Heating oil up 2 to 215, but natural gas is down 1 at 284. We see gold up 1190 to 2793 per ounce, though silver is down 13 to 3431. But the dollar index is also showing some weakness, down 11 at 104.080.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. K-State Research and Extension is hosting the Kansas Income Tax Institute again this year. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen previews the speakers and one of the many topics that will be discussed and the purpose of this institute.
I'll be at every location, at least on day two, but on the online seminars, also participating on day one. And with me on day one on the online seminars is Paul Niefer. Paul is a CPA retired from Clifton Larson Allen, and he's pretty well known. He and I cover a lot of farm tax issues for people all across the country. And then Professor Ed Morse at the Creighton Law School. Ed is an outstanding tax professional and speaker. He's an attorney and a CPA. And with me on day two at every location is Kathy Murphy. Kathy is a retired former IRS agent and then the practitioner stakeholder liaison for Missouri before she retired from IRS, and she's currently in private practice as a CPA. So the four of us, myself and Paul and Ed and Kathy, those are the teaching teams that people will encounter at each location.
McOwen says what agricultural tax topics will be presented at the various locations.
And we still, to this day, have a very significant component of every tax institute involving agricultural issues. We're going to look at such things as LLCs and SE tax and the SAF fuel credit, the sustainable aviation fuel credit, and what we're going to see with Section 45Z coming up in 2025. And what are some options for retiring farmers, all the way from installment sales to 721 exchanges and everything in between, split interest land acquisitions, how you report farm program payments, and a host of other of issues that come up with respect to farm tax, including the latest from the tax court and the IRS that affect farmers.
He discusses why these schools are valuable to professionals preparing tax paperwork, especially for those in the agricultural industry.
These tax schools, the level of education is pretty high. I think these are the best tax CPE, CLE credits that a tax professional could get anywhere in the state of Kansas. Our teaching teams are absolutely outstanding. And so it's an opportunity for them to brush up on their education, ask questions of us, so they can feel comfortable doing those returns for the 24 tax season. We do get into the unique farm tax issues.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen on the upcoming Kansas Income Tax Institute. Find more information and get registered at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Millions of us will include our pets in Halloween fun. A few words of caution today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 30th, the 304th day of the year. Actor Henry the Fonz Winkler is 79 today, and Orson Welles' radio drama, The War of the Worlds, was first broadcast on this night in 1938. It's hard to resist including Fluffy and Fido in the costume fun on Halloween, but they probably don't enjoy it as much as you do. If you must dress up your pets, keep in mind this advice from the American Humane Society. Avoid tying anything around their necks which could pose a choking hazard. Don't drape them in costumes that hang to the ground. They're bound to stumble in them. Let your animal be the judge. If they find a costume too stressful, don't force it. And one more tip about pets in Halloween. Candy can be toxic. Wrappers are choking hazards, so keep them away from the treats. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. South winds continue with 72 degrees. That's very, very warm by late October standards, particularly for an overnight low. We've got a cold front moving across. That'll be late this afternoon. That could prompt some severe thunderstorms. Be weather aware. We'll look for high temperatures ranging in the middle 50s tomorrow. We may be at today's high.
Sheer Quality Furniture is proud of all the area 4-H members. The youth in 4-H learn positive, valuable life and career skills that will be a solid foundation for a successful future. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Sat Brothers Petroleum is proud to support all area 4-H members and leaders. 4-H teaches our young people to be dependable and responsible citizens, as well as skills that will help them in the future. From Sat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. We are just 1 week away from the kickoff of the regular season basketball season for college basketball across the state of Kansas, as the Wichita State Shockers ended up going into their first exhibition match over the weekend, as they ended up beating Emporia State on Sunday night with a 99-53 victory. KAKE News reports that it was a major win for Wichita State, who has been struggling the past couple of years, as they scored for the first time their most amount of points in the exhibition since 2017, when they scored 113 points against Emporia State. After a rough couple of seasons, Wichita State says they are excited to go into the regular season this year, as they are on the rebound. College basketball around the state officially kicks off on November 5th next week, on Election Day, ironically, as the Kansas State Wildcats start off at home taking on New Orleans. That tip off on Tuesday next week at 7 p.m. The Kansas Jayhawks, who are going into week number one, ranked at number one in the Big 12, tip off on Monday night against Howard at 7 p.m.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-frame buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147, B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With a century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome to the TVL Rundown with Max Blasky of KNDY Radio, Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight. Jeff, probably the busiest week in the TVL this time of year with state cross country, state volleyball, and playoff football starting. But I think we're going to start with our attention from results of regional cross country from last Saturday's meet.
And it was a great day for regional cross country for all the teams in the TVL. The Centralia girls bringing a large portion of their team. And then, of course, at Washington County, Mackenzie Baker just continuing her dominance as a Lady Tiger on the cross-country routes. Yeah, I think it was a terrific day, both 1A and 2A. The Axtell boys, the Centralia boys, Clifton Clyde, and Max, I don't know if I've told you this or not, but my favorite guy in the entire TVL, Titus Cobb, sophomore from Blue Valley. I just love saying Titus Cobb's name, and he is a quality, he's a great guy, and I don't try to play favorites, but Titus knows he's one of my dudes.
And on the girls and boys side both, I think it's going to be an interesting state meet to watch for. Just a quick side note, out of the 10 top 10 finishers at regionals, five of them were from the TVL on the boys side this last weekend. So an impressive run from the TVL. And where is state cross country going to be at this year for our TVL runners, Jeff?
State cross country this year, the 1A and 2A runners are at Wamego, the Wamego Country Club. We'll be hosting that. That is coming up on the 2nd of November.
And with the month of November, we were talking about it. State cross country this weekend, state volleyball too as well. It's a busy week, and we're going to shift our gears to that volleyball standpoint. Jeff, you and Bruce Dierkin are going to be down at Emporia covering the Hanover Wildcats and the Lynn Bulldogs. I think both teams have a chance to make some noise this year, but most importantly, meet up in the first game of the bracket play there on Saturday. So for you going down there, firsthand experience, what's one thing that you're going to be looking for this weekend down at state volleyball?
Well, first off, I'm absolutely ecstatic to be joining you guys for this this tournament. For what I'm looking for Hanover to once again just play their best, and it seems like their best gets better every time out. For Lynn, the same thing can be said for them. I feel like in the last month or so, the Lady Bulldogs have just improved and improved. And when momentum is the biggest key when you get late in these seasons, as you go, if you just keep stepping up just a little bit each time.
And as we were talking a little bit beforehand, six of the 11 TVL teams made it to state volleyball, including Lynn and Hanover. Also included Donovan West, Clifton Clyde, Centralia, and Valley Heights, with the Valley Heights Mustangs having live coverage on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1 starting Friday morning at 8:30 as the Mustangs look for a run at a 2A championship. Now, Jeff, where can people find the information and scores this week, not only from KNDY, but also from the TVL Spotlight?
Head over to social media, tvlspotlight.com, as well as tvlspotlight.blog, and then I will have a podcast up later in the weekend, maybe closer to Monday, about all of the things going on. But for the most up-to-date things, obviously go to social media,
Of course, we will have a full recap of state volleyball action next week on the TVL Rundown, but shifting our attention to the gridiron, some matchups tonight in week one of the Kansas High School football playoffs. Hanover hosts Pike Valley, Axel hosts Thunder Ridge, Valley Heights hosts Oakley, and in a non-playoff game, Washington County hosts Gossel tonight, while tomorrow night the Frankfort Wildcats make a trip over to Lynn for a week nine playoff game. And out of those playoff schools, along with Valley Heights and Centralia in 11-man action, Jeff, who should the listeners be keeping an eye on as the playoffs roll forward?
Well, the easy one to say would be Axtell. I mean, there's definite history there and still a very good team. But as I mentioned, Frankfort is right there. I mean, they were with Hanover. They struggled mightily with Axtell, but so does everyone else. I think this is still a very good team. If they can figure out what they are on a given night, they're as dangerous as any team in the state.
Well, it's a busy week in the TVL, again, with state volleyball kicking off on KNDY on Friday, and two with state volleyball carrying on into Saturday, along with state cross country on Saturday again. We'll do a full recap of all the state action next week on the TVL Rundown.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 72. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Thunderstorms likely tonight, lows around 39, partly cloudy skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 72 degrees.